And welcome to KCIW. I am Scott Clapson. This show is called Checo Activity Center, Your Gathering Place. We are here today talking with Mary Helen Pitts Campbell from the Family Caregiver Support Group. How are you, Mary Helen?
Doing really great, Scott.
It's always really great to see you. You encourage me a lot. You're a great community volunteer. You volunteer for a lot of organizations, but this is probably the one thing that I seem to see you most passionate about is the Family Caregiver Support Group.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the group and when it meets?
We meet at the Checo Activity Center upstairs in the dining room on the second Monday of the month at 2 p.m. And we meet for about 2 hours. It's for family caregivers who have a loved one who's being cared for at home, either in their own home or the family home. And we do also have family caregivers who have their loved one now in a facility. And they are welcome to come and be with us, because even when a caregiver does not have the loved one at home, they need help.
Yeah.
They need to be right on top of what's happening at the facility and not leave it completely in their hands.
Right.
We have a professional speaker every other month, because knowledge is really a key to power and for us to be fearless caregivers and know what we are doing. But we also meet every other month at that same time, 2 p.m. on the second Monday, to talk about what's going on in our lives as family caregivers, what's good, and what has been very challenging. And sometimes caregivers come and just listen, and other times some of them get quite passionate at times. Mm-hmm. So we have some very exciting meetings at times, mm-hmm. and some other times we just kind of listen to each other and kind of get some things off of our shoulders, always ending up on a high note.
Okay.
That we have chosen this to do.
Yeah. So where do you get the education from? Is it from people locally, or do you bring experts in from outside of the area?
I do have a connection with the Alzheimer's Association. I have their director there of the southwest corner of Oregon come from Medford to talk with us from time to time, okay. usually on a quarterly basis, because any kind of dementia, and it is usually involved in maybe small amount or a large amount with every family caregiving situation. So it has been very valuable for those who have attended.
Okay.
And then I try to get local doctors, local county groups, anybody that I think can be of help to us as family caregivers to come in and talk with us.
Okay.
And I ask the family caregivers who they would like to have come and talk also.
Oh, cool. That's good. Yeah. So this is open to anybody that's family caregiving, right? So if someone's feeling like they need someone to talk to or just want to listen to other people, maybe they don't even need to speak, right? If they just want to come and hear other people, they don't have
to contribute.
They're
definitely welcome to come and listen. We don't make anybody say anything.
Okay. And it's at the dining room, like you said, at the Checo Activity Center here in Brookings.
Yes.
And the Checo Activity Center, for those of our listeners that don't know, we are located at 550 Checo Lane in Brookings, Oregon. And if you have questions, you could always call the Activity Center at 541-469-6822. And we love having this program here just because there's so many people that find themselves in need of someone to talk to, and maybe they don't know where to find the resources. And you are so graciously doing this for the community to bring people together and create a space where they can connect with those resources.
Yes. And one of the places online that I have found is very good for my resources that I have their permission to bring to my family caregiver support group is caregiver.com. And I have lists of family caregiver tips and things that we need to do for ourselves. All kinds of information. So when I find out that someone needs something like that in the group, I go to my resource center at caregiver.com and find that information and bring it to the next meeting. So whenever somebody has a need, we try to fill it.
Oh, cool. That's really good. So caregiver.com is a really good resource for all of our listeners. We might even be able to include that in the write-up for this podcast for people.
Okay.
So they
could be good.
Just maybe click directly on the link as they're listening. So Mary Helen, like you said, you volunteer for the Time Out For Me program that happens on Monday as well here at the Checo Activity Center. What led you to do this? Why did you start caregiving, or why did you start doing this group?
The Family Caregiver Support Group was because I was caregiving for my mom-in-law. And then I also took her to the program, the Time Out For Me program, and okay. It was just called Time Out at that time, and saw how great the need was for the caregivers that would come and pick up their loved one from the Time Out program. So I was really encouraged to continue with trying to help these people as I was helping myself, to find out that they are not alone. There are quite a few family caregivers out there, and we need to support one another. I know it's very hard to get out of the house many times. And I had problems even when I was leading my own group, when mom had a physical emergency and I could not be on time to the group. So I would call somebody and tell them that they needed to come and stand in my stead until I could get across the street to be the leader.
Yeah.
But it is very important for family caregivers to support one another.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do it by yourself.
Right.
Even if you feel that you can, there will be that need. So you need to come and regroup, get some energy from everybody else, and continue with your commitment.
Absolutely. So if people are feeling overwhelmed or feeling like they need to support, they could reach out to you directly, correct?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. They could call me at 541-251-0498. Or my email address is Mary Helen, MaryHelenPC@gmail.com.
Awesome. Thank you. We also have a really wonderful Time Out For Me brochure that we have at the Chetco Activity Center that has a page about the Family Caregiver Support Group, and Mary Helen's contact information is in there as well. Also with the phrase, you are not alone, right?
Yes.
This is very much a lot of the things that we do at the Chetco Activity Center are about togetherness and coming together as a community and supporting each other and our needs. So this was something that you did because you had a need yourself.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And it came
I knew things were not going the way that I kind of thought they might, but I needed support of other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't get that at a doctor's office. I couldn't get that out of the want ads. I couldn't buy it at the store. I needed it from other people.
Yeah.
And so that's why I started the Family Caregiver Support Group. I read a few articles here and there, and as I said, I went to a workshop, Tools for Caregivers, and got what I needed to start the group. It really wasn't very hard, but it is, and that was about 10 years ago. It's a communication need to get the word out, like we're doing right now, to let people know that this group is here.
Right.
And that they need to come to this group if they know of a family caregiver or are a family caregiver.
Right. Oh, absolutely. And then, like, as you were saying, if someone has someone that they're caregiving for and they don't have a spot for them to be while they're here at the Family Caregiver Support Group, they could bring them to the Time Out For Me program from that 2 to 4 period.
Yes.
Here, right?
Yes.
Do you want to, since it was a separate podcast about Time Out For Me, do you want to talk a little bit for that for our little listeners, just to let them know that their family member or spouse or friend would be in a safe spot while they're at the group?
Yes, the Time Out For Me program is important to our community because it gives the family caregiver and their loved one a time to be separate. They're together so much of the rest of the week. We only have funding for Time Out For Me on one day of the week, Monday, but it's from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can come and for any amount of that time and drop off your loved one. We like you to be with your loved one for a little while so they kind of get to know us and trust us, the volunteer people who are there with the participants. We have a free lunch. We have singing before their lunch. We have all kinds of fun activities that we do. It's almost like a party. We play bingo. We play sponge darts. We play... Oh, beanbags. That's what I'm trying to think of. Beanbags and horseshoes. We have a really good time. And if somebody wants to do something that we don't have, we look into it and see if we can find that game or that activity for them. And we do things for the holidays, too, be it Valentine's Day or Christmas or July 4th. We try to bring our participants into that holiday feeling at Time Out.
Yeah, you all just did a really great Christmas craft that you got to display on the walls.
Oh, we had so much fun.
That was a lot of fun. One, it was really great, too, to have artwork down in that room because Time Out For Me meets in that room on Mondays. But then on Wednesdays and Fridays, we have Tai Chi in there. And on Thursdays, we have a quilting class in there. And on Sundays, there's a church that meets in there. And so y'all's artwork got to be displayed for multiple different people throughout the weeks that it was up next to the Christmas tree. And that was really cool because there were smiling little snowmen made of paper plates. And
it was
adorable. Every time you walked into the room, you just felt the cheeriness of these crafts made with love by the participants in the Time Out For Me program. So, again, it's a really great program. And we're always looking for more people who need the respite care for the adults in their family, or also for volunteers, right? If you're interested in volunteering.
Yes, we need volunteers. Yes, we do need volunteers for the Time Out For Me program.
Yeah, it is a volunteer, mostly volunteer-driven program. There is a paid coordinator for it, but everybody else is a volunteer. So if you are interested in helping with that program, or like Mary Helen, if you're passionate about people who are family caregiving in this area, we'd love to welcome you to check out the Time Out For Me program on Mondays. And Mary Helen's always here on Mondays helping us out.
Yes.
Whether it's
fun.
The second Monday or not.
I wouldn't do it if I didn't enjoy it. And it's just so interesting to see how the different people tackle bingo or singing or any of our other activities. It's very interesting. We try to get them at their level of mental ability.
Mm-hmm.
And there's quite a variety there.
Yeah.
So it is a challenge at times.
Yeah.
But I'll repeat myself. We do have fun.
We do have fun.
Yes.
Oh, yes. We always try to have fun at the Chetco Activity Center, no matter what it is we are doing. Yeah, absolutely. And my favorite part of the Time Out For Me program, well, two parts. I love it when the one volunteer brings Pepper in, our four-legged volunteer.
Yes.
We have a special four-legged volunteer named Pepper. Do you want to tell them about Pepper and why Pepper comes
in? Pepper is so wonderful. Pepper comes in and visits each person that's there. There might be 10 of us, comes around and visits each one. And then every once in a while, we have a participant that really wants Pepper to come back over to where they are sitting and, well, almost just jump out of their chair to get Pepper back over there because they love that calmness that Pepper brings when they pet him and just have him around. It's just wonderful. And some of them do not have animals at home. So this is a time when they can have that togetherness with a pet that they maybe don't have now and used to have and really have good memories of that.
Absolutely. Yeah, Pepper, our friendly dog volunteer for the Time Out For Me program that comes to visit in the afternoons on Monday. I love seeing
him. And one of our participants always brings milk bone dog biscuits for Pepper.
Oh, cool.
And when there is still one left in that person's pocket, Pepper knows it and comes back to find it.
Yeah. That's
awesome. And all the participants love that.
That's awesome. Yeah, my other favorite part is the music, is the singing during lunch. I really love that part. I love when I hear you all singing and I can join in as I'm working or whatever, if I get to come over here and sit and sing with you. It's a lot of fun and you guys have a great time. So again, we'd encourage you to check out the Time Out For Me program.
Yes.
As well as the Family Caregiver Support Group on the second Monday of the month at 2:00 at the Chetco Activity Center dining room. I'm Scott Clapson here on KCIW LP 100.7 FM in Brookings, Oregon. We are here today for our program, Chetco Activity Center, your gathering place. We are talking with Mary Helen Pitts Campbell, who is a volunteer who coordinates the Family Caregiver Support Group on the second Monday of the month at 2:00 at the Chetco Activity Center in Brookings at 550 Chetco Lane, right behind Subway. And anybody is welcome, right, Mary Helen?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Yes.
And do they need to contact you before they show up or can just come?
They can just drop in.
Okay.
Yes. But if they have any questions, they can contact me.
Perfect.
Yes.
And then you try to have flyers around the community and try to get them up on Facebook.
Try to get the monthly flyer out a week or so ahead of time.
Okay.
There is notification in the pilot newspaper.
Okay.
On the bulletin board there. And I send out emails to anybody I have on my email list.
Okay. So if someone's listening maybe and they attend a church or are a part of an organization that is interested maybe in having a flyer to share with them, we'd be probably happy to get them a flyer.
That would be very good.
If they wanted to come by, we could probably get you a flyer if you could wanted to contact us through KCIW, or you could reach out to me, Scott Clapson, on Facebook, or send Mary Helen an email. But we'd love to maybe get some flyers in some places in the community that might not be business bulletin boards or, like Mary Helen said in the pilot, but ways that we could get the word out about this family caregiver support group.
I am looking for more ways to contact people. So
absolutely.
If you know of any, please let us know.
So does this group take any funding, Mary Helen? Like, this is all something that you just fund on your own with printing the flyers and everything yourself, right?
Yes. It was just a need that I had 10 years ago, and I never got into becoming a nonprofit or anything like that. I just do it because I know people need it.
Okay.
And when Mom died 5 years ago, I was approached to continue, mm-hmm. and so I did.
Yeah. So in the second part of the podcast, I'd like to talk with you maybe about that. Like, you're no longer in a situation where you're family caregiving, but you continue after all this time to volunteer. Because, like, you volunteer with the Kite Festival, right?
And yes.
Your husband Michael's involved with the disc golf organization.
And the Kite Festival.
And the Kite Festival. And we're involved in Charitree for the last couple of years as well. And you'd been on the committee with us. So you're involved in a number of different things in the community already. So, but you still continue to make space to coordinate this. What does it do for you? And what do you continue to get out of it?
I get the joy of knowing that someone has learned something, made a contact at the family caregiver support group that encourages them and enables to continue with their caregiving situation in a way that it makes it not such a heavy burden. We try to make it as light as possible. We know that it is a commitment that each one of us has taken, but with the support group, the main emphasis is on helping each other either by listening or sharing something that has happened with us during the past month or so,
mm-hmm.
that we can encourage one another that this commitment is something that we can do.
Mm-hmm.
We can manage it. There are things that come up, issues and problems that we need to face,
mm-hmm.
but with the information we can get through the website, through the support group, through the speakers that we have at the support group, we can make it a manageable situation. It is something that we have, a commitment we have chosen as family caregivers, but it's very, very difficult at times.
Mm-hmm.
So we need the help of one another.
Yeah. Well, I know that for when my mom was in that experience with her mom a few years ago, and you and I have talked about this multiple times, this idea that, the reality, I guess, it's not even an idea. It's a reality that these people get thrust into this, right? Like someone dies, like in the instance of my family, my grandfather, he passed away and he was gone all of a sudden. And it was, does my grandmother in Wairika, was she to just go into a home, or were we going to help her stay in the home that she'd lived in for, you know, since my mom was little? And my mom didn't want to send her off into a care facility. She was concerned. She was dealing with dementia. My grandfather passed, and they noticed that her dementia was a lot worse than they had thought, because he was covering for her, as is often the case in a situation. You know, you love your spouse and you want what's best for them. And so if you notice them slipping, you start to make compensation, right? And so
yes.
My grandfather was making all this compensation. And then my mom, and we're here in Brookings, we're not that far away, and she just realized that this is my mom. This is the woman that raised me and cared for me growing up. I really need to be sure that she gets to stay in her home. So my mom gave up everything and moved to Wairika for 5 years and lived in the home that she grew up in with her mom, got a part-time job and started working. And I just remember talking to my mom on the phone, and if it wasn't for her church and the people that she had to support her, she would have never made it through, because it was so overwhelming. And there were so many things that, you know, my mom's not a trained healthcare professional. She cares a lot about people, but she found herself dealing with all sorts of stuff that she wasn't prepared for. And I wish that she would have had something like this in Wairika at the time. So it's very valuable. I really don't think people realize how quickly things can change if they've never been in that situation where a family member passes and all of a sudden, you know, not everybody wants to live in a care facility, and it's a lot better if someone can stay
right.
in the home for as long as possible.
So
right?
many of us do want to age in place.
Yeah.
We want to age
right.
where we are, and there is more and more out there to help us do that.
Yeah.
And with the support groups, I have seen listings in various places, as on caregiver.com, mm-hmm. where they are encouraged to be listed, so that people can find them.
Right.
and put up information in the various areas, doctor's offices and places like that, so that the family caregiver can get an idea that it is out there and where to look for it.
Okay. So if someone's listening and they maybe don't live in Brookings Harbor, because our podcast can sometimes be heard all over the world because of the internet. Thank you to the World Wide Web. They would be able to find a support group maybe in their area if they went to caregiver.com. Is that what you're...
Yes, okay. Yes. Not all of them are listed by any means.
Okay.
But if you can get in contact with a county agency, Department of Health and Social Services, as long as the person that's putting on the family caregiver support group has their information given out that way, it can be accessed by the public.
Okay. And then... maybe I'm going out on a limb here. If someone's listening and they live in a different community and there's not a family caregiver support group in their area and they were interested in doing what you've done and educating themselves, would they be able to call you and send you an email and maybe you could give them a little feedback on what you did and how they could get one started in their area if they wanted
to? Sure. I have a few articles that I've gotten from caregiver.com on that same subject. No, there is information out there too.
Okay.
But I would be very glad to share that information. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, because sometimes, right, when we're inspired by something, sometimes we're the person we've been waiting for, right? And you clearly are one of those people that you are the person that you'd been waiting for. And instead of, you know, feeling stuck in your situation, you created the support that you needed and you created a group. And now it's living a legacy, right? Because we were talking before this podcast, you've met multiple different places around the community over the last few years.
Yes.
So it's not always just been at the Chetco Activity Center.
No.
So there's lots of places that obviously care about what you're doing that have provided you space to meet. So it's a very wonderful service and we're very wonderful to provide the space for it.
It gives me a very wonderful, warm, deep down feeling. It does take time and energy to do, but at the end of the family caregiver support group each month, I really do have this deep down warm feeling that, yes, this family caregiving is going to be going on for quite a long time for many people. And we need to meet together like this.
We do. We are stronger together. It's one of the things that I keep reiterating to my friends and collaborators in this area and anywhere else that I know people that are, you know, doing activism work or different things around bringing people together, that the more that we can come together and share the resources that we have and share the knowledge that we have, as you're demonstrating through your family caregiver support group, people notice that and that catches on and that inspires other people then to come forward with what they're passionate about and bring people together around what they're passionate about, which may not be caregiving, but there may be just as equal great of a need for something in the area that they're passionate about. And it helps them to see that, oh, hey, if Mary Helen can do this, you know, if Mary Helen can participate with, well, because you go to the disc golf group meetings sometimes too, right?
So
Mary Helen's
it's a family thing.
It's a family thing, right? And you and Michael volunteer for a lot. And that's inspiring to see that, see community members who want to give that much time to helping this community. And you and Michael both do a really great job of being those examples and role models for me in particular, of people that I would like to be like, right? Because you give so much time and I'm inspired by that.
We enjoy working in our community by volunteering, but it is, like I said, work. And yet a lot of good things come from that kind of work.
It does. Definitely a lot of wonderful things come from it. As we come to the end of the podcast, Mary Helen, you brought a lot of notes with you today. And I love that when people bring lots of notes about what they want to talk about. I don't want to leave anything out.
Piece of information that I would like to read.
Sure.
Would that be okay?
Absolutely.
It's called the 10 Absolutes. And it's for people. It was written for people with dementia, but I think it's wonderful for everyone to think of these things when they are in a relationship. Never argue, instead agree. Never reason, instead divert. Never shame, instead distract. Never lecture, instead reassure. Never say remember, instead say reminisce. Never say I told you, instead repeat what you said. Never say you can't. Instead, say do what you can. Never command or demand. Instead, ask or model. Never condescend. Instead, encourage and praise. Never force. Instead, reinforce. And you would be amazed what happens when you look and at your loved one and respond in this type of language. It really helps the relationship. And I try to give this to everybody who comes to the support group.
Absolutely. And where did you get that?
From alztalk.org, alztalk.org. It's from an offshoot of the Alzheimer's Association.
I almost kind of want to ask you to read all of those again because I love them and I've heard them many times.
Well,
before,
you can come to you may come to the next family caregiver support group and you will get one that you can take home for your very own.
You hear that, Scotty? You can get one for your very own to take home. What do you know? I'll be in the building that day.
Oh, good.
Yeah, no, I love those. And that's not just good for someone who's family caregiving or working with someone who has dementia or Alzheimer's.
It's wonderful for everyone.
Yeah, it's a great way to move through life, right? Mm-hmm. Especially that instead of demanding, ask or model, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
Like, I love that. I love that, especially in working with volunteers. That's a whole other podcast, but in working with volunteers, I saw your eyes get really big, Mary Ellen. In working with volunteers, that's one of the biggest things is asking and modeling and demonstrating it through our behavior, the behavior that we'd like to see. And yeah, those things are really powerful. So Mary Helen, we recently worked together with LaVon Engstrom, our Time Out For Me director, and the Time Out For Me volunteers, which you were one of, to create a new brochure for Time Out For Me. Right?
It's a wonderful brochure.
It's
yes.
beautiful. You guys did a great job.
Yes.
And the colors that we picked, the blue, it's a lot of fun. So if you are inspired by this podcast and you want to get these Time Out For Me brochures out into the community for us, like the Family Caregiver Support Group flyer, you're welcome to stop by the Chetco Activity Center and pick up some copies of those brochures. And we'd love to get them more out into the community. We have some at the library and some at the pilot and different places right now, but we'd love to get them in churches and other community organizations and let people know about the Time Out For Me program. And the Family Caregiver Support Group has a page in there. Yes, yeah. We've been here today with Mary Helen Pitts Campbell. Thank you so much, Mary Helen.
Okay, I just want to remind everyone, the next Family Caregiver Support Group is on February 13th, day before Valentine's Day.
The day before Valentine's Day?
Yes. At 2 p.m.
At 2 p.m. And where is it again?
The Chetco Activity Center, upper level in the dining room.
2 o'clock, the second Monday of every month, February 13th is the next one. The Chetco Activity Center is located at 550 Chetco Lane in Brookings, Oregon. You can call us at 541-469-6822 or visit our website at checoac.org. My name is Scott Clapson. We've been here today for Chetco Activity Center, your gathering place, with Mary Helen Pitts Campbell from the Family Caregiver Support Group. The Chetco Activity Center is very grateful for you, Mary Helen, and all the volunteer time that you give to this program, and also for the Time Out For Me program. This has been KCIW LP 100.7 FM in Brookings, Oregon. I'm Scott Clapson. Thank you so much and have a great day. Bye-bye.